You're listening to Heads Up English. Lessons, materials, and worksheets for your ESL needs. Just print and teach.
Millennials on the scene. First were the baby boomers, whose sheer numbers immediately molded life after World War II. Then came the Gen Xers, who often get characterized by their skepticism and pessimistic views of the future. Now on the scene are the millennials, the next generation to come of age and enter the workforce. The nickname refers to individuals born roughly between 1980 and 1995, although different media sources and different countries vary the dates to some extent. Synonymous labels have included Echo Boomers, Generation Y, the Internet Generation, and the Nintendo Generation. However, rather than accept a title so similar to their forebears, the teens and 20-somethings prefer the distinctive millennials. And this vocal and independent generation possesses qualities that set them well apart from their predecessors. The 1980s demarcate a period of great change, the time when the first millennials were born into the world. Just think, in the United States, much of Europe, and elsewhere, the children of the 80s and 90s were raised on 24-hour cable TV, VCRs, Nintendo, home computers, and even the Internet. Many have never known the boogeyman that was communism, nor the threat of nuclear Armageddon, just a madman's button push away. And as children, parents packed them off to extracurricular activities several days a week, like soccer and piano and scouts, told them they were winners and were always very, very special. How do these great global changes translate into characteristics that define this new generation? How does a seemingly more privileged upbringing similarly affect their opinions and habits? On the positive side, millennials are extremely tech-savvy. To place this into perspective, 30-somethings and above have had to learn all the gizmos the younger generation takes for granted. After all, high-tech gadgets have surrounded them since day one. They also tend to be enormously creative and resourceful, perhaps because of all the experiences parents foisted on them as a means to produce well-rounded overachievers. However, on the negative side, millennials are a generation that views themselves to be supremely important. They aren't content to toe the line at work and aren't married to the job. Traditional expectations of responsibilities in the workplace no longer prove true. Many have expectations that bosses will make concessions and schedule around personal lives, or that mom will be able to negotiate job offers, responsibilities, or even grades. Bosses and university professors have reported stories of phone calls from mothers on behalf of their millennial children, making requests or demands, and even attending job interviews. Of course, these positives and negatives are only the oft-toted stereotyped views and don't always apply to everyone under the age of 30. What's more, as the millennials gain more experience in the workplace, these self-centered habits will likely change. Yet their presence can't be ignored, and their views and expectations will influence and rewrite much of how the world works in the future.